Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, November 22nd, and coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court reserves judgment in the case against secularism and socialism inclusion in Constitution. As BJP and Congress clash over Manipur issue, Chief Minister Biren Singh's message to the people. Doctors demand Rahul Gandhi's apology over memory loss remark on Biden and Prime Minister Modi. And over 40 dead in targeted Shia attacks in Pakistan. First up, the Central Reserve Police Force or CRPF's timely intervention during a quote-unquote terror attack in Manipur's Jirubum district prevented the loss of several lives, Chief Minister N. Biren Singh told NDTV on Thursday. Mr. Singh said that 10 Kuki terrorists tried to enter a relief camp in Jirubum's Borobekra, where 115 internally displaced people were living, but the CRPF foiled their plan. All the 10 were shot dead in a gunfight with the Central Forces on November 11th in Borobekra, a village on the interstate border with Assam. One CRPF soldier was also injured. Manipur has been hit with a fresh wave of violence over the last week in the ongoing cycle of intercommunal clashes that broke out in May last year between the ethnic Meithi and Kuki communities and led to more than 200 deaths and displaced around 60,000 people. Quote, if the CRPF was not deployed, the lives of many civilians would have been lost. The Kuki terrorists came with rocket launchers, AK-47 and many sophisticated weapons. They attacked the police camp and killed two people on the spot, unquote. Mr. Singh told NDTV, adding, quote, they were trying to enter Borobekra relief camp where 115 Meithi civilians were living. But due to the timely intervention by CRPF, the lives were saved. Otherwise, that scenario could have been different. It's very unfortunate that 8 innocent people were killed. The 2 died in the attack and 6, including 3 small children, were kidnapped and mercilessly killed. It is an intolerable crime, unquote. Civil society groups and leaders of the Kuki tribe have claimed that the 10 men were village volunteers. The police have, however, called them militants and shot assault rifles and a rocket-propelled grenade or RPG launcher as recovered from them. A bullet-ridden vehicle of the security forces was shown as one of the targets of the quote-unquote militants. The Manipur cabinet has also sought to declare the militants involved in Jirubum terror attack of taking hostages and killing them as an unlawful organization or a terror group. Meanwhile, BJP President JP Nadda has attacked Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge over the latter's letter to the President, Draupadi Murmu, seeking her intervention in the ongoing turmoil in Manipur. Mr. Kharge on Tuesday had written a letter to the president and sought her intervention, accusing both the center and the state government of having completely failed in restoring peace and normalcy in Manipur in the last 18 months. Quote, the deteriorating law and order in Manipur has internally displaced nearly a lakh of human population, rendering them homeless and forcing them to live in different relief camps, he wrote. He also added that the agony continues unabated. Quote, I am confident that through your intervention of your esteemed office, the people of Manipur will live again peacefully in their homes with security and in dignity. The Congress chief blamed the deliberate acts of omission and commission and inordinate inaction by the centre and the state government for the present situation. However, Mr. Nadda, responding to Congress chief's charges, insisted that Manipur was still feeling the repercussions of Congress's abject failure in dealing with local issues when it was in power in the state. In a 3-page letter to Mr. Kharge, the union minister said BJP governments at the centre and in Manipur have been working to stabilise the situation and protect people since the initial violence. Mr. Nadda also said that he felt compelled to respond to the incorrect, false and politically motivated narrative being pushed against the government, which Mr. Kharge's word failed to camouflage. The Northeast region has witnessed a complete transformation in every sector, be it economy, security, healthcare, education or access to growth opportunities under the Modi government, the BJP chief insisted. Quote, people have endorsed its work by repeatedly putting their faith in the stability of double-engine NDA governments over the false promise of Congress and its allies. Yet ignoring these developments, you and your party have chosen to use Northeast and its people to rake up political mileage and peddle your nefarious agendas. I wish to remind you that under Congress rule, Manipur witnessed one of the bloodiest periods in history, unquote, Mr. Nadda wrote. The Supreme Court has reserved its judgment in the case against inclusion of secular and social words in the Indian Constitution's preamble. The judgment is to be declared on Monday as the constant interruptions by interveners on the petition side prompted CJI Sanjeev Khanna to delay the judgment readout to Monday. Hearing a batch of petitions challenging the inclusion of the words socialist and secular in the preamble to the Constitution, as per the 42nd Amendment passed in 1976, Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna and Justice Sanjay Kumar refused the petitioners' plea to refer the matter to a larger bench. The petitioners include Balram Singh, senior BJP leader Subramaniam Swamy, and advocate Ashwini Kumar Upadhyay. Notably, during the former Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud's tenure, the Supreme Court had dismissed a petition of similar nature in late October. The petitioners have argued that one ideology, particularly socialism, cannot be forced upon an entire country whether they want to follow the said ideology or not. However, the court pointed out that no one is being forced to follow any ideology, and socialism in the Indian context is different. Quote, "The way we understand socialism in India is very different from other countries. In our context, socialism primarily means a welfare state. That is all. It has never prevented the private sector, which is thriving well. We have all benefited from it. The word socialism is used in a different context, meaning that the state is a welfare state and must stand for the welfare of the people and shall provide equality of opportunities," unquote. CJI Khanna said. The CJI also pointed out that secularism has been a part of the basic structure of the Constitution in the SR Bommai case. Another argument made against these words being in the preamble was the way they were added. The words were added during the emergency period of former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi's tenure. Unlike the two petitioners, one Mr. Upadhyay claimed he was not against the concepts of socialism and secularism, but was against the illegal insertion of these words into the preamble. CJI Khanna replied that the amendment power under Article 368 of the Constitution also extended the preamble, as it is a part and parcel of the Constitution and not separate from it. Meanwhile, Dr. Subramaniam Swamy, long-time politician, claimed all parties in power, including BJP, after this amendment continued to support the inclusion. The question, according to him, is whether it should be added as a separate paragraph to the preamble, instead of saying that in 1949 it was adopted as socialist and secular. When an intervener sought to make submissions, CJI pointed out that the bench had not even issued a notice on these petitions. As CJI Khanna was about to dictate the order, the intervener kept interrupting. Ultimately, CJI deferred the pronouncement to Monday. In an earlier hearing, the court observed that secularism has always been held as a part of the basic structure of Constitution. Rahul Gandhi's messaging on memory, Joe Biden and Prime Minister Modi has prompted some in medical community to raise the matter to his mother and senior Congress leader, Sonia Gandhi. In a letter to former Congress chief and Rahul Gandhi's mother, Sonia Gandhi, All India president of the National Medicos Organization Bharat or NAMO NMO Bharat, C.B. Tripathi objected to Rahul Gandhi's alleged disparaging remarks on the cognitive abilities of U.S. President Joe Biden, saying it suggests a lack of sensitivity. They demand a public apology from Mr. Gandhi, as they said Rahul Gandhi's comments perpetuate harmful stereotypes about aging and cognitive health. For background, addressing a poll rally in Maharashtra's Amravati on November 16th, leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi appears to be suffering from memory loss, like the former President of the United States, apparently referring to Joe Biden, who is also the outgoing President of the United States of America. Mr. Tripathi in his letter has said, and I quote, "Such statements on a public platform risk perpetuating misinformation, potentially shaping public perceptions in a way that could negatively impact the understanding and treatment of actual patients," unquote. He added that NMO Bharat is deeply troubled by the remarks attributed to Rahul Gandhi, which appear to disparage the cognitive abilities of the President of the United States, Joe Biden. Quote, "It is disappointing to see Rahul Gandhi comment so crudely about a foreign head of state who is much senior and older to him. This flies right in the face of our Indian ethos of respecting our elders. Such remarks are unbecoming of a leader of opposition and suggest a lack of understanding and sensitivity, Mr. Tripathi wrote in the letter. Then he addressed Sonia Gandhi personally, adding, Mrs. Gandhi, you have personally been a victim of such health-related rumors, misinformation as well as allegations. You would know how damaging these narratives can be, not only for the individuals targeted, but for the broader discourse in society. This gives us confidence that you, of all people, can understand why your son's remarks were both unfortunate and misguided. Fifty people have reportedly died in what seems like targeted violence against Shia Muslims in Pakistan's restive northwest province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. News agencies reported gunmen fired indiscriminately in two separate incidents of sectarian violence targeting Shia Muslims. The region has been known to be a hotbed of communal divide and even violence and terrorism. However, in recent months, such instances of violence have risen sharply, ending in the deaths of hundreds of people, including soldiers. In today's attacks, armed groups opened fire on two different convoys in which Shia Muslims were traveling. Quote, two separate convoys of Shiite people were targeted by the terrorist in the Khurram district, unquote. Javedullah Mehsood, a senior administration official, said, the official said that as per information available to him, the deaths include that of six women, several children, and a number of police officers. He also said, and I quote, around 10 attackers were involved in both incidents, firing indiscriminately from both sides of the road. Each convoy reportedly had more than 40 vehicles and were being escorted by the police. The women and children who could escape the vehicles and run took refuge in houses in the vicinity, said the official, adding that we are currently searching for the attackers in the area. Though the conflict between Sunni and Shia Muslims in most Islamic nations have existed for centuries, Pakistan is facing a surge in such violence and killings. Tribes have been engaged in intermittent fighting for several months in Khurram, in the mountainous northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Last month, at least 16 people, including three women and two children, were killed in a sectarian clash in the same district. Earlier this year, in July and September, dozens of people were killed in violent clashes that paused only after Jirga or a tribal council called for a ceasefire. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.